Here's my example. I get a chill, and it's a real, you said creepy, it's creepy. I get a chill, and it's always in the same place. It is always directly on, you can start about midway about the shoulders. It never goes up to my neck, about midway in the shoulders, and about two-thirds of the way down the spine. And it feels like the temperature on my spine has dropped about 30 degrees. And it's freaky, and it's real, and I can feel it. And I'll immediately say a little prayer that Father Ripperger says that you should say, which is, I don't know what you are or what your name is or what you want, but I command you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to leave me. Place yourself at the foot of his cross and await his judgment. And Father Philip Wolfe says, if you do that and that feeling goes away, well then, oh yeah, buddy, you had one on you. Any experience with that?
Well, what you described was an area on the body which, for lack of a better term, I call a chakra point. You know, a lot of people are going to jump on me for that. You know, you're a traditional Catholic and you're talking about Eastern philosophy and all that. You know, for lack of a better word, it's the area of your body where it's a major chakra point where all of your aura flows in and out of. And these chakra points usually correspond to an area that the demon will enter into the person's body because of the pain that they experienced during the exorcism. You know, some people, their stomachs will hurt, some their head, some their back. You have minor chakra points on the tops of your hands and the tops of your feet, the top of your head. The flow of this aura, which is your spiritual energy, if it is not strong and it's broken and you're in a state of sin, it won't stop the demonic from entering into the chakra points. As a matter of fact, a broken and sinful aura attracts the demonic. They see it. They're attracted to it. It vibrates at a certain level that they like. It's attracted to them. And on the other hand, somebody who has just walked out of a confessional and made a good and sincere confession, the aura is very, very strong and bright and powerful, and it repels the demonic. They run away from it. They don't want to be near it. So if you want demons to be attracted to you, don't pray. If you want them to stay away from you, then you pray.
Right.
It's simple as that. And you never command these things in your own name. It's always in the name of Jesus Christ. And a lot of times, you become so fearful that you can't speak. So if you can just say Jesus Christ or think his name, think him in your mind, the demonic will flee from that. If you're in a state of grace. If not, why would they flee? You don't have the authority to use his name.